Albayan Radio presents the following program, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Albayan Live. We are live from Albayan Radio Studios on this Wednesday, the 5th of September. I'm very pleased to have some special guests with us, our dear Sheikh Sayyid Abdul Alim and brother Omar from Bayt al-Islami or Australian Islamic House. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Alaikum. Now, Sheikh Sayyid is the Imam and Khatib of Masjid Bayt al-Islami, and our brother Omar is the secretary of the association. Brother Omar, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, akhi Nidal, barakallahu fikum inshallah.
It's excellent to have you with us today on this Wednesday evening.
It is as well a pleasure, mashallah. It's a beautiful night, mashallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Just finished the Isha prayer, mashallah. We coming to see the beautiful faces and to speak to your listeners.
Now, Bayt al-Islami, where is it? How long has it been around? What's the, you know, we're going to inshallah speak about the fundraising dinner. Just a inshallah. Bit about the masjid, for a bit of a background for our listeners who don't know much about it.
طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. First of all, I would like to thanks all the brothers. We'll start probably with all the mashayikh and all the ulama. At the Albayan radio station, mashallah, they gave us the opportunity to come and sit down at this beautiful place, mashallah. I was very stunned with this place, mashallah, very organized. I would like to thank you as well personally, Brother Nidal, on having us here and having this window to speak to your listeners. First of all, subhanallah, Al-Bayt al-Islami was established in the 90s with few brothers who came along, mashallah. They want a place to pray, and subhanallah, they used to go to houses and pray around in Liverpool area. One day, subhanallah, Sheikh Khalil Shami came and he visited few brothers in the area, and he goes, let's pray somewhere in the masjid close by. For subhanallah, they said, they were all looking to each other and they said, subhanallah, there's no masjid around here. We have to pray in the house. So he was very upset, Sheikh Khalil. May Allah Azza wa Jal, have mercy on him. So the first thing that he did, Sheikh Khalil, was to establish a place for them as an association, and he called it Al-Bayt al-Islami. Back then, he put few brothers together, mashallah. That was Hajj Abu Amin. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him as well. Hajj Abu Zafir Ma'arbani as well, mashallah. They all passed away, these brothers, and they left this great place behind them. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on all the brothers who passed away, subhanallah. So back then they started with a small land. They bought a land in Liverpool. It didn't fit the purpose, so they went and bought this beautiful land on Edmondson Park, in Edmondson Park on Camden Valley Way. 7 acres in total, 30,000 square meters, mashallah. And they started to build, first of all, a musalla, a small place of gathering. Alhamdulillah, we did that in 2015, and we opened this masjid, mashallah. It can fit about 800 people. And alhamdulillah, we started the new center, which is an Islamic center, which is a masjid, and so many things around that masjid as well. And inshallah, we would like to finish it this year or the next year, inshallah ta'ala, if the funds are available, inshallah ta'ala.
Inshallah, inshallah. Now, a bit about Sheikh Sayyid Abdul Alim. He's the Imam and Khatib of the masjid, is that right?
That's correct. Subhanallah, so many mashayikh came to the Australian Islamic House back then. We have Sheikh Nabil, may Allah Azza wa Jal reward him for all his efforts as well. We've got a lot of mashayikh who came. Alhamdulillah, and now mashallah, he's Sheikh Sayyid Abdul Alim. He's the resident imam. He's a full-time employee at the association, alhamdulillah.
Excellent. Now, the Sheikh is originally from Egypt, as I was asking him before. Maybe the Sheikh can give us a bit of introduction and a bit about the virtues of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'd like to start with thanking you, the Albayan radio station, and for this effort you are putting to help this organization and this masjid to be completed, inshallah. And thus, should Muslims be together, helping each other, giving hand to each other, because at the end of the day, it's all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, I like the way the studio is well organized, and you have all of these for the sake of da'wah as well. May Allah reward you and guide Amen. You through the right Amen. Path, inshallah. The masjid over there, I'm there now like 1 year and a half, a little bit more. And mashallah, the number of people is increasing in the area. And the number of Muslims coming to the masjid is increasing as well. We have the current masjid, as Brother Omar just said, it's it accommodates a few hundreds of people, maybe 800 people. And in the occasions, in the big events like Eid and Salatul Taraweeh and some Jum'ah prayers, the masjid does not accommodate all people. So with the increasing number of people, there is a stage, another stage of the masjid to be completed. And it started long time ago. The brothers started it, as Brother Abu Anas just said, and we need to complete it. So now we remember those brothers who put the foundation of this organization. 30,000 square meters is not so easy. It's not easy at all for anyone to acquire and to get approval and all paperwork to build a mosque on it. And this one has all of that is done. And may Allah reward everyone who put, who gave hand, everyone who contributed any contribution toward this organization. The new masjid, it's actually, you can say, call it an Islamic edifice. It's a huge building with all the facilities needed for the community, for the worshippers, for the older and the younger, for everyone. And we have a big land, so inshallah, once we're finished with the mosque, we will make use of every spot in the land. Inshallah, we'll have a good school building, a potential good school building as well. That is the current masjid. It could be a good school building for education as well. And we will have in the new masjid, the masjid we are asking people to contribute to. There is a place for washing the bodies of the dead. There is a place for the kids to care for kids when their moms are learning Sharia and Islamic courses. There are different places, offices, even to receive the non-Muslims and to do some good da'wah work inside the masjid as well. And inshallah, there is a lot we can do in that masjid together. Just we need people to put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and chip in with whatever they can. And inshallah, everything will be for the service of the da'wah and for the service of the community.
Zakallah khair, the Sheikh. Now, Brother Omar, that area, correct me if I'm wrong, is one of the fastest growing areas for Muslims. Now, there's a lot of development there. There's a lot of new housing going up. That's and fine. It's very important that we have a masjid to service the large number of Muslims who are moving in there and living there. How fast are the Muslims moving into those areas? Is it a growing area?
I was reading like a report a couple of days ago. There is in a CBD area of Liverpool, CBD area, there's about 10,000 units going on at the moment. 10,000 units. So imagine how many people are going to live in these areas and how many Muslims are going to live in these areas as well. Because a lot of Muslims, mashallah, they sold maybe in the Canterbury area and they went all the way up. You know, the prices are very dehi, so they're trying to maybe make a living in the Liverpool area. So alhamdulillah, it's it's a growing community. There is so many things happening at the moment. As you know, there's a new railway line going on from Glenfield all the way to Leppington, Austral. There's a station, new station, which is called Edmondson Park Station. This is the estate that we are in at the moment. It's about 500 meters from the actual land of the the masjid. So mashallah, and there's a few high-rise buildings going to be around this station. So there's so many people are going as well to live around the masjid. As you know, as Muslim, we would like to live next to the masjid, as close, you know, as we can to the masjid. Want to pray Fajr, want to pray, you know, all the prayers on time and stuff like that. So subhanAllah, even, from our community and, if we're going to say non-Arabic community, so many brothers are coming and living around the masjid. MashaAllah, the Sheikh, he speaks two languages. He speaks Arabic fluently and he speaks English fluently. And MashaAllah, so many people are coming and gathering around the masjid. You think it might be just an Arabic, for the Arabs. No, it's not. It's actually for all the Muslims around the area, MashaAllah. So next door as well, mashallah, there's a big land. It's already now being subdivided. They put a big fence around this land, and it's being subdivided as we speak. So alhamdulillah, everything now it's coming together. And mashallah, this place will be a light for knowledge, inshallah ta'ala, for all the years to come, inshallah ta'ala.
Inshallah. Now, with the new Hijri year coming up, 1440, it reminds us of the importance of the masjid. Because when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah to Al-Madinah, one of the first things he did was actually establish the masjid.
Subhanallah, you mentioned the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went from Mecca to Medina. The first thing he did, he was locating a land to build a masjid on it. Subhanallah. This is the center of Islam. Everything goes around the masjid. You want to make a meeting, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to invite the groups to come to him at the masjid. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam house was next door to the masjid. You just open the door and you are in the masjid, mashallah. So subhanallah, everything was going on was around the masjid. And subhanallah, I would like to mention these brothers who came from overseas. They came with probably just one bag. They came to this country. They got a little knowledge of Islam, but the first thing they want to do was building a masjid, subhanallah. And how they evolve around this idea, and how much eager they were to go and build a house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is subhanallah, akhi Nidal, this is from the iman, as the Prophet, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, innama ya'muru masajid Allah man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir wa aqama as-salata wa ata az-zakata wa lam yakhsha illa Allah fa'asa ulaika an yakunu min al-muhtadin. Fa subhanallah, building the houses of Allah is from iman, as Allah azza wa jal mentioned in this beautiful verse. And there's so many verses and there's so many hadith about fadl al-masajid, the virtues of building masajids, and so on and so forth. من بنى لله مسجدا بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. If you build a house, even a very small contribution, if you want to make just a square meter for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, building a house, Allah azza wa jal will build for you a masjid in Jannah, in paradise. And this house would be not just a normal house, as what you desire for this house, it's going to be, subhanallah. If you want a beautiful house, a beautiful castle, it's going to be like this, subhanallah. Even a small contribution, Allah Azza wa Jal, He promised those people who contributed a beautiful house in Jannah, subhanallah. So maybe the Shaykh can maybe share some more virtues about the Fadl Bina al-Masajid, the virtues of building mosques and stuff like that. Subhanallah, now we need this masjid to be finished. We've been building this masjid for a long time, as you know. They started a long time ago. I would like to shed some light on the cost of this land and this musalla that we have at the moment, or the current prayer hall that we pray in. It's still a masjid. It's, we can fit about 800 people. And this big construction that we have, mashallah, that's going to teach a lot of kids, a lot of children. It's going to be sadaqa jariya. Every person is going to pray in it. Every child is going to learn Quran in it. He will get the sadaqa jariya after his life, subhanallah. For the cost, until now, you wouldn't believe it, brother Nidal. So far, we did a session with our accountant. It cost us so far 4,700,000 with the land, 7 acres. The land itself, it's worth over 15 million now, mashallah. The masjid that we're constructing at the moment is over $10 million, mashallah. And then you have the prayer room, it's about 1.5 million. And then you still have the car parks and everything else around it. So mashallah, we saved the community so much money by getting a lot of volunteers, getting people to help volunteering their time. The cost of labor is very expensive. For alhamdulillah, we saved so much on this front, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Now, as it says on the flyer for the upcoming fundraising dinner, it says your masjid, your future. And this is very important, because in reality, if we don't provide facilities for our children, where are our children going to go?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And these masajid, these centers, got to be multifunction. They got to have, like the Sheikh mentioned, facilities for the children, facilities for the women, facilities for the kids to play, education. It's very important that we provide these facilities. And it is your future. It is for our future. It is for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. This is what we should leave behind for
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely, subhanallah.
Now, Sheikh, ممكن Maybe you can shed some light on the virtues of sadaqah in general.
I just want to, inshallah, I will come to the point of virtues of sadaqah and the ayat and the hadith talk about masjid and all of these. But we need also to, I just want to pick some of your words. And till that, when I arrived in Australia, I spoke with some people from all generation. And they used to tell, it was so hard for them to find a masjid, and they will go all the way from north to south, or maybe from this corner of the city to another corner to pray one salah in jama'ah. And now this masjid, it will be like al-masjid al-jami'ah, the idea of al-masjid al-jami'ah, which we read in the books, that a masjid which will have all the area praying together in one place, receiving the same information from the same source of education, that will get the Muslims together, and that will serve the purpose of Muslims' unity. And this masjid accommodates up to 4,000 people. So imagine 4,000 people in one spot listening to the same instructions, to the same ayah, to the same hadith, meeting together, seeing each other. There was a challenge also for children who will not find the masjid so close to them. So they will not know so much about the masjid. And these memories will not stay in their their brains on the long term. But I'm also asking people not only to contribute to the masjid, it's a good chance for everyone to come around in the area, live around in the area, and have some masjid close to the Australian Islamic House, Liverpool area. It should be a walking distance for your kids to be in the masjid so that they will be more regular. I also want to pick the what you said about the Prophet ﷺ when he landed in Al-Madina. So when he landed in Al-Madina, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he built the masjid. And this masjid, it was everything for the Muslims. So now you see the Muslims in Al-Madina, they made the first Muslim state led by the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for every state, they should have a parliament house. They should have a place to have shura, or you can say shura house. They will have a place for government offices, a place for ambassadors, representatives of other delegations. And that was all the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the masjid, he will seek shura from his companions. In the masjid, he will give care for those who are sick, like Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, when he was sick in the aftermath of the Battle of Al-Khandaq. He was nursed and looked after in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the masjid, the Prophet received the delegations from other tribes. In the masjid, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the people who wanted to come to him to pay ransom for their captives, like in the Battle of Badr, when this man went all the way to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "I went." He arrived in the masjid when the Prophet was leading Salat al-Maghrib, and he said, "I heard to the recitation of the Prophet, and my heart was about to jump up." Why? Because of the nice recitation from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his masjid, with his Sahaba around him, praying behind him, he would feel what Islam mean. So that's what we want to do. In it happened that sometimes after I give khutbah, I find someone non-Muslim sitting in the masjid. Some people, they want to come to the masjid and see how Muslims, what Muslims look like, what they do inside this building. So this masjid will serve all these purposes. We just want to remember also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he took that spot of land to build the masjid, it was offered for him for free, but he, because the owners were orphans, he insisted to pay them. And he himself insisted to contribute with his physical effort when he was carrying the bricks on his shoulder. He himself and the Sahaba around him, they were doing that. So it's a chance for everyone now to do whatever he can do, whatever she can do. It can be physical effort, it can be financial effort, it can be an idea, it can be just a word of mouth when you spread the word and tell others about this masjid, which needs the help and efforts of everyone. That's why the masjid are, as Allah said in the Quran, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. As we all know, this is happening in the middle of the Surah An-Nur. Surah An-Nur means the Surah of Light. And this surah has a lot of instructions for the cohesiveness of the Muslim community. And that's through observing the duties and the rules of purity, of lowering the gaze, etc. You can find the surah. And then Allah, in the middle of the surah, Allah said, what means? Allah is the light of heavens and earth. So Allah is the one who gives light. And the light of Allah could be the physical light, which we see through the sun, the moon. It could be the guidance Allah sent to us. And then Allah gave an example for His light, for His guidance, which is like a مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَاحٍ, like a niche. It's like some, the lamp you put in a glass, and this glass with the lamp in it is
on something like a window, like a shelf, in the form of a window, but it's blind from the other side. So it makes the light more concentrated, makes the light more intensive. And this light is coming from an olive oil tree, and this tree is the best tree in the garden. And it's not toward the east, it's not toward the west, it's in the middle, which means it receives sun rays all day, which means its oil will be very pure. And it's Allah said its oil is about to glow by itself without even being lit by any fire. So all of this, so much concentrated, so much intensive, so much pure light, where it descends down, it comes down. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع. On houses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed, where Allah permitted to be raised for His remembrance, for His mentioning, for education, for all what we want to do. So in brief, we, in such an environment, we are facing a lot of challenges for ourselves, for our children, and we need to be more existing, more present in the masjid, and this masjid with its facilities is accommodating all of these needs, inshallah ta'ala.
Barakallahu fiqh, Sheikh. Now we are live on this Wednesday evening, and we're also live on our Facebook pages, the Australian Islamic House Facebook page, and we've also shared it on Al Bayan Facebook page. Anything you'd like to ask, you can comment on these live stream. Now, Brother Omar, we do have the dinner coming up very soon. That's the main thing we'd like to talk about for the next part of tonight's program. It is coming up on the 14th of September. Not this Friday, the Friday after. Is that right?
It's about 8 days away, inshallah ta'ala. This beautiful gathering will happen at Star Palace in Fairfield on 15A Railway Parade, Fairfield. That would be on the 14th of September on Friday. So as well, it's a blessed day, inshallah ta'ala. It's Eid for us every week. Subhanallah, we chose this day because of its significance. And alhamdulillah, the numbers of attendees are building up. We don't have a lot of tickets available, subhanAllah. So if you would like to join and come to the dinner, you have to be quick. There's probably a link online to buy the tickets. MashaAllah, we have around so far about 500 people are coming.
Excellent.
Men.
And brothers and sisters.
For the ladies, about 200 ladies as well. So that's about 700 people.
Excellent.
The venue, we can allow only for 1,000 people. So if you want to come, inshallah ta'ala, and join, there's about 300 seats left. 8 days to go, so make sure you book your seats.
Now, one of the most common questions we get from the sisters is there childcare?
Unfortunately, there's no childcare, so you have to probably leave the kids behind with someone. They can look after them. We can't cater for everything, subhanAllah. So the good news is on two levels. So one level for the men and one level for the ladies, inshallah.
Excellent. So the poster is online. You can visit it at the Australian Islamic House Facebook page and also on our Facebook page, Al Bayan Radio. And you've also got the website, is that right?
That's correct. www.taih.org.au.
Now, can they purchase tickets at certain places? I think Nur al-Huda, Lekemba and Greenacre.
That's correct. They can go to these places. Boutique Nur al-Huda, Al-Hajj Muhammad Musa, may Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him. He opened his place and he put his name down to receive people who want to buy tickets. As well, you can go to Hafda Butchery. You can go to the Masjid al-Bayt al-Islami as well on 2094 Camden Valleyway. Edmondson Park, you can even buy it online. So if you want to buy it online, it's www.taih.org.au/ticket.
Excellent. And yeah. And basically, Half the Butchery is in Liverpool, is that
in
right?
In Liverpool, that's correct, on Memorial Avenue.
Excellent. So what's going to take place on that night?
Look, to be straightforward, obviously, we need to finish the masjid, and we would like to obviously get to our target, inshallah ta'ala. So this is, if you have the money now, inshallah ta'ala, we'll finish maybe within 6 months. Alhamdulillah, the masjid now so far inside is 80% completed. 80% completed with all the materials. We try to save a lot of money by buying. We have a project manager who's, subhanAllah, he's been working tirelessly on it for 2 years without pay. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him. If he wants to work in a project like this, he would probably be earning big bucks, as you know, Brother Nidal. Construction now is a big industry, especially after that boom. Everybody is busy. Everybody is doing their things in a trade. SubhanAllah, he chose not to go that path. He chose to, you know, he thought he's going to finish it in 2 years, but we didn't have the money then. SubhanAllah, just a couple of months ago, Brother Sirwan, may Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him, he found another job and now he started to work in a job. He said, look, I need probably that money in the bank and then I can get all the trade and within 6 months, we can finish it off.
What's so, the target?
Look, I don't want to give a target because if you give the target, because we're buying from overseas suppliers and things like that, and the current, you know, the rates is changing all the time. We had it last year. SubhanAllah, we had the figure in mind. SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, we got up to 800,000 in collection. In pledges, it was 1.1 million. Last dinner, but SubhanAllah, few people they couldn't pay the full amount. So, but we gathered about 800,000, Alhamdulillah. And I sent you last night, I think, Brother Nidal, yes, like a video before and after what we did in 1 year. Alhamdulillah, there's a huge change in the masjid, mashallah. So as you can see, all the tiles has been laid out on the walls, on the floors. We have as well a masjid, as we were talking about the masjid of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Next door, we have as well a masjid for the sheikh next door. So it's actually inside the building. There's a three-bedroom house. For the sheikh, so he's not gonna be late for Fajr anymore, isn't it, sheikh?
Whoever is late is late, even if he lives in the masjid.
SubhanAllah, so there's three bedroom house. Imagine if you want to buy a three bedroom house now in Liverpool, it's about maybe 600-700,000. So this house is actually inside the masjid.
There's a resident imam, basically, with absolutely all the meaning of the word.
Absolutely, yeah. SubhanAllah. And then next door, you've got as well the washing for the dead, SubhanAllah. So all the equipments are there as well. We just need to put them on in these rooms and they're ready to go. Obviously, we have sections for the ladies. We have child minding as well inside the masjid. So people are, you know, the ladies, are the sisters are studying, taking courses, making Islamic knowledge. And the children next door as well, they're playing, they're taking care of, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Excellent. So now, if someone wants to donate, how would they donate if they can't make the dinner?
Look, there's as well a link online. They can donate online. There is as well a bank details on the website, so they can go on the Facebook page as well. There's so many information on the Facebook page. The easiest way is come to the masjid. You can as well use the FWS machines. If you have the cards or any other means, obviously it's also available. Check, we accept checks, obviously. Any money is acceptable.
So please do support brothers and sisters. Like the brother said, Omar, on the Facebook page, Australian Islamic House, and also the website, www.taih.org.au, for more information. And if the least you can do is make dua, and that's not the least you can do, that's one of the greatest things you can do, then make dua. Also share the links on social media. It's so important on social media. Share the poster on WhatsApp as well, SMS, spread the word, and inshallah you'll be rewarded for it. Now, anything else we'd like to share with the viewers and our listeners, Brother Omar, Sheikh?
I like to say that if you come and have a look in the masjid, you'll be more convinced to donate, inshallah, or you will decide yourself whether you need to donate or not, because all the material is around the masjid. It needs to be installed, and we all know that the labor costs a lot, especially in the finishing up stage. Because you need to put it more professional, the most professional way, because this is the final, how it will look like in the final stage. So I have been there, as I said, like more than 1 year and a half. And maybe every month you can see something new. All the material, all the marble. And I like to say from a religious point of view that the Sahaba of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were ready to donate. And we all know what Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu did, and what Umar ibn Khattab did, what Abdurrahman ibn Auf did, what Talhatul Khair, what he did as well. And we have this expression in Khala'a min Malihi, he took off his wealth. For example, they said, when you read in the biography of Abdullah ibn Umar, and he is he's not the most famous one in this field, the expression, he took off his wealth four times for the sake of Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
So we are not asking this from everyone. We just ask brothers, and we are sure that there are some brothers in the community who can say, you do not need even to do a fundraising. We are ready to pay everything off. And inshallah, this masjid will stay as waqf. And we all know that the masjid, it does not belong to anyone. We all go, we all leave, even we leave the world, and the brother...
And the masjid will stay.
Yes, and brother Omar, he referred to this in the very beginning. Many of the founders, they are all now not here in our world. They are there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everyone will find what he advances for himself or herself. That's what I want to say. And everyone has to decide what he needs to do.
Barakallah feek. And what you give is really for you, and what you leave behind is not for you. So my dear brothers and sisters, give, support this project and spread the word. Brother Amr, any final words?
Look, subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once came to the house of Bilal, and he saw a bit of dates. And he goes, oh Bilal, what's his dates? Why are you saving these dates? For subhanallah, a bit of a dates, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling Bilal, you should not keep this, you should get rid of it and donate it, yani, subhanallah. He goes, oh, the Prophet ﷺ, I keep this for you. Yani, I keep this dates for you. He said, oh Bilal, anfiq Bilal, wala takhsha min dhil arsh iqlala. Probably the Sheikh can maybe do the translation. So give away Bilal,
yeah,
and do not fee.
So much, yeah.
Do not fee, yani, bonus from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you give for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will reward you. Allah azza wa jal will give you more wealth. Subhanallah, ya akhi, this masjid is being built for a while now, and we would like to finish it. So I'm trying to get everybody out there, inshallah ta'ala, who's listening to us through the Al Bayan radio. May Allah azza wa jal reward you and for the efforts. Mm-hmm. To come down and have a look for yourself. Subhanallah, brother Steve Dablees, I called him a few times. He wasn't actually eager to come. When he came, he was stunned. And every time he come to the masjid, he told me, look, mashallah, every time I come, I can't imagine the magnitude and the services and the facilities inside this masjid. So it's not just a masjid. It's a complete Islamic center for the Muslims, for the elderly, for the youth, for our future. And as we said in the theme, this is your masjid, and this is going to be your future, inshallah ta'ala.
Barakallah feek, brother Amar. I'd like to thank brother Amar and Sheikh Sayed for being with us today, and I'd like to remind the listeners that the fundraising dinner is Friday week, September 14 at 7 p.m. at Star Palace Fairfield, 15A Railway Parade Fairfield, on the 14th of September. For brothers and sisters, please do purchase your tickets. For more information, visit the Australian Islamic House Facebook page, and also you can see the links on the Al Bayan Radio Facebook page. Jazakumullah khair, barakallah fikum. And one announcement for our listeners, that Al Bayan Radio's narrowband radio will be phased out, those small black and grey radios. They will finish on the 30th of this month, September, in our narrowband radios. Whoever listens to us through those devices, we'd like to tell you that you can exchange your device for our new Wi-Fi devices. Give us a call on 9740-6160 or send us a message on our Facebook page. Until next time, barakallahu fikum, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.